Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you're here, too, because of the visit that we're about to have. Let me ask you a couple of questions, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever seen the movie Mr. Roberts? Do you ever see the movie 12 Angry Men? Do you ever see the movie The Apartment? How about Under the Yum Yum Tree? How about Good Neighbor Sam? How about The Great Race, The Odd Couple, The Out-of-Towners, and Grumpy Old Men? Now, those are just a few of the names of the titles of the dozens of movies that Jack Lemmon starred in and won awards for and captured our hearts in. Well, as you know, Jack is not with us anymore. He's in that on that great stage in the sky, but his son Chris Lemmon is, and he's written a book about his dad and our friend Jack Lemmon, A Twist of Lemon. And Chris is with us right now to talk to us about this great American. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. A pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here, and let me say this. And by the way, folks, Chris is an actor in his own right and now an author, and I just want to say congratulations on having a dad like Jack Lemmon, and congratulations on this great work about his life.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I tell you what, it was such a pleasure to write. It was something I did for myself and for my kids, but you know, I know how much you know you love him, and everybody else out there loved him. And when I pulled up all these wonderful memories that just painted what a delicious guy he was, I felt compelled to share it with everybody, and I'm so glad I did, because it's just been such a cathartic experience for me. And taking this book on the road, and the reactions I've gotten from people, you know, my father once said to me, "If you can touch just one person, you've done your job," and that just tells you what kind of a guy he was. And with people come up to me all over the country and saying that this book has changed their lives, it's helped them grow. It's helped them grow closer to their loved ones, and maybe even healed some of the rifts that might be there. I tell you, I felt my dad's hand on my shoulder, giving me a pat and saying, "You did your job, kiddo."
Absolutely. Well, and I can hear him, and I can just hear him say "kiddo" too. By the way,
well, he called me some other names too, Jim.
I bet he did. Yeah, what, Ramhead? What is that? What's the
Ramhead?
What is Ramhead? Where did that come? Where did Ramhead come from?
And a few we can't say on the air too.
Right.
So I'm just joking.
Where did Ramhead come from?
I don't know. I guess maybe I'm a willful person.
My dad used to call me Knucklehead.
There you go.
Well, I lost my dad in 2004, and
right.
I don't know how you. And by the way, folks, as you know, this is Father's Day coming up on Sunday, and Chris, I don't know about you, but I thought about him a lot while he was alive. But I can't get him out of my head now that he's gone.
You know, Jim, you know, I was just speaking about that hand on your shoulder. And if for me, you know, it sounds like it's the same for you. My father wasn't just my father. He was my best friend. And, you know, the son, I think, even in cases of estrangement, it doesn't make any difference. The son quests for the father's approval, period.
Yep.
And there is that silent hand on your shoulder that's just sort of, just gently, not even guiding you, but just gently saying, yeah, you're headed down the right path, kiddo. And when that father goes, so does that hand. And that's that. That's it. That's the way it is. And so I say to people out there, man, especially those ones who might have some trouble in their relationship with their father, think twice. Go to the person you love and tell them you love them and give them a hug, because they might not be here tomorrow.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you that I was able to spend a lot of time with him the last 14 months of his life, especially that during that time, very concentrated time. And I wouldn't take anything for that. But let me ask you, you know, I've met a number of celebrities that and a couple few I've gotten to know a little bit. And some of them, you know, turned out to be exactly like you see them on television or on the movies, and some of them not so much. And I really like telling people about the people that I've met, that celebrities that are not only what they appear to be on television or on the movies, but they're actually nicer than that. And I know a few folks like that. when we see your dad on the movies, we want to go have a beer with him. We want to invite him over to play canasta or something. What kind of a guy was he really?
He really truly was an everyman. I mean, he really was just like that person that you saw on the screen, but even more so. But the difference is, if you take a look at the enormous breadth of characters that he played, everything from Joe Clay in Days of Wine and Roses to Professor Fate and Some Like It in The Great Race, to Ensign Pulver with his fulminated mercury and Mr. Roberts, to grumpy old men with Walter Matthau saying, take your lower lip and stretch it over your head and swallow. If you take a look at how the emotional spectrum that all of those characters covered, that gives you an idea of just how emotionally rich this guy was.
Well, he was talented beyond acting, too, wasn't he?
Oh, sure he was. He was a marvelous pianist. You know, he adored to play Gershwin, and I'm a pianist as well, and it really was. There was, unfortunately, I call it the obligatory Hollywood divorce struck our family, and only when I was 3 years old, which meant I was too young to even know what it was like to sit down at the dinner table with my mother and father. And and my father, you know, saw that, but fortunately he stayed close with Mom afterwards and stayed close with me, obviously. And
was the Odd Couple... when he did The Odd Couple, was that something that was part of? I mean, you think it was easier for him to play that part because of what he'd gone through?
My favorite line from The Odd Couple. We just did a celebration over at Elaine's restaurant here. Lovely Elaine Kaufman, who owns my home away from home here in New York City, and Doc Simon showed up, and I had the great pleasure to say my favorite line from The Odd Couple, which unfortunately didn't come out of my father's mouth, came out of Walter Matthau's mouth, and it's, I wake up in the morning and there's little notes on my pillow, says we're out of cornflakes, F you. It took me 3 hours to figure out that F you meant Felix Unger.
you know what, Chris, I saw that movie this weekend. I watched it on television this weekend in its entirety, and my wife and I just sat there and died laughing at the whole thing.
If you ask me if Jack Lemmon's like Felix Unger, one of the things I talk about in the book are these wonderful trips that we took together to help heal the rift of divorce, and they began with fishing trips, catch and release fly fishing up in Alaska, and that meant we were all fly fishing while my father fell in the stream, got chased by bears, and did his very favorite thing, which was to straighten his tackle box, just like Felix Unger.
Oh my goodness, that's what a great story. The book is called A Twist of Lemon, A Tribute to My Father by Chris Lemmon. His father, of course, is Jack Lemmon, one of America's heroes and one of America's great citizens. And Chris, hang on, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Chris about what he learned from his father about the business of acting. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Chris Lemmon, the son of Jack Lemmon, or I should say Jack Lemmon, who's the father of Chris Lemmon. That's how I should say it, Chris. Because you've got your own credentials, but I know you're proud of having a father like Jack. And
well, you know, I really am. He was just such a great guy. And I remember at one point when I finally did sort of hit my own stride, and a bunch of people were coming up and asking for my autograph, and Pop was, you know, for some strange reason, they weren't hitting on him, and he was over in the shadows saying as usual, hey, you who over here, big movie star.
I could just hear him saying that.
Yeah, he finally came over, gave me a clap on the shoulder and said, you know, all these years it's been Jack Lemmon's kid, and now it's who's the old fart with Chris Lemmon.
That's a great story. Well, you know, before we get into the business, folks, of acting and movies, which I want Chris to help us with a little bit, I just want to, on a personal note, Chris, my son is on active duty again now, and we're not sure. He probably will be going back to Iraq in the fall. Well, his son, my third grandson, is to be born this weekend.
Oh, boy.
And so this afternoon, I'm going over to pick up my son from the airport, who's going to be coming home for a week to be here when his child is born and be with him for a week or so. And so this over Father's Day, we're going to have a birth, and it'll be me and my son and my new grandson. And so that's going to be a great Father's Day weekend.
First of all, congratulations.
Thanks.
And second of all, God bless your son. God bless him and all of our sons and daughters that are over there. They are heroes.
They are, aren't they?
When I sat down to write this book, you know, I'd seen so many of these Stars Kid memoirs that it just pisses me off. I'm sorry for my language. You know, and they're all full of coat hangers, and I understand that not everybody's road is easy, but boy, go over and serve in Iraq for a little while and watch some of your brothers and sisters not come home, and then let's see what you have to say about, oh, poor me, I'm a Stars Kid. You sit down at the table, you get dealt your cards, and you play them, and you do it with dignity. You do it just like our sons and daughters over there are, and you do it like my father did in every single performance he ever gave.
Yeah, absolutely, and well said. Chris, and thank you for that. Chris, let's, and by the way, will you come back another day? Yeah, I know you do a lot of these shows.
Oh, anytime. I'd love to.
I'd like to get you back. We got a lot more to talk about. But before we go any further, I want you to talk to us about what you learned from your father about the business of acting.
Well, you know what? I think what it really boils down to is let's not call it the business of acting. Let's call it the humanness of acting, because that's what he was. It's not just acting. You know, yes, you have to go out there and you have to be a consummate professional. Doc Simon mentioned it the other night at our little celebration. He said everybody would go to lunch at lunch. Jack would go and work his lines.
Folks, that's Neil Simon. Go ahead.
We love, because he is the doctor of writing, so we all call him Doc. But he said, you know, everybody would eat lunch. Pop would, you know, Jack would work his lines. But Pop was over and above that. And Kevin Spacey said it so eloquently in his foreword. He was all about the ambassador on the set too. He took his job as the star very seriously, not just as an actor, but as a human being. He would, if somebody was having a bad day, and that meant anybody from the studio head to the craft service guy. He treated them all equally, and he'd sidle on over there, and he'd give them, as Kevin said, his patented cheeky smile. He'd, you know, put an arm around them and tell them a quick story. This was a man who really deeply cared about everybody else's human condition. And I'll tell you something, folks, from a personal aspect, that's incredibly important, but it's important from a professional aspect too, because it makes the set a pleasant place to be. It makes those guys who are out there hauling cable and setting up lights and doing 15-hour days when the star is lounging in his trailer a fun place to be, and it makes a better movie.
Well, and that's, you're right, that's the humanity of the man Jack Lemmon, because a lot of people, Chris, as you know, go through life And basically it's all about them, and they don't see anything else around them. And then there are those people who pay attention to what's going on around them and to the people around them, and they want to make a human connection with those people. And it sounds like your father was one of those guys.
Oh, he absolutely was one of those people, and you know, he that's why I think he was such an everyman. I mean, if you met Jack Lemmon on the street, you know, the first 3 minutes would be, oh my God, it's Jack Lemmon, oh my God, and the next thing you knew, just like you said earlier, you were sitting down having a beer with him.
Having a beer playing Canasta, right?
That's it.
Or he'd look over and say, hey, you got a piano?
Well, you know, he adored to play the piano, and we've had so many wonderful stories, you know, on screen and off. We've you know, performed everywhere from little nightclubs or just by ourselves in our beloved jam sessions, you know, playing Gershwin all night long and having that beer to playing for the nation, you know. But I sure do miss doing that with him, because those, you know, playing music with somebody, especially when you do it a lot, it's a whole other way of talking. And it was really an unspoken language for us.
Now, he won an Oscar for Mr. Roberts?
Two of them. One for Mr. Roberts and Best Actor for Save the Tiger.
Okay, I couldn't remember about the Save the Tiger, but I remember about Mr. Roberts. What a great career. And, you know, you were talking about missing him. You know what, Chris? And I know you know this. You still got him.
Of course I do.
Now you
and
can
I
take
feel him,
him now
every
you
single
him,
time.
Now you take him everywhere you go.
Yeah, and doing this book tour has just been so wonderful, and even over and above that, I'm so pleased to say that a film that Pop and I were working on together, that my wife and partner Gina Raymond and I wrote together, called Publicity Stunt. You know, it's so hard to get these independent films made, especially one like this one. It's a pretty expensive film.
When's it coming out?
We just finalized the funding, so right. We're going to be shooting it this fall, and we'll let the distributors figure out when it's coming out.
Will you make sure to come back and let us know when it's going to be out? We'll do an interview about that. Chris, congratulations. The book is called A Twist of Lemon, available wherever books are sold, Chris?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, and visit my website, StoneManorProductions.com.
StoneManorProductions.com. Chris, thank you for being here. Happy Father's Day. I know you're a father, too, so happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, Jim. God bless.
You too, Chris. Chris Lemon, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. We'll get him back on another day. Quick break, right back with Andrea Nirenberg. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.